Welcome to my first podcast episode. Now, disclaimer, 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 disclaimer. I love saying guys. Guys is a part of me. Saying guys is my thing. Hey guys, gals, and I are new pals. I tried that, but it takes too much of my energy. So I'm going to continue saying guys. I love everyone, and I'm very, 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 very inclusive. And I love everyone. With that being said, let's get back to the topic. So, for my first podcast, I really wanted to do like a deep conversation topic. Like, that's really, really good. And I was just sitting there scrolling on my scrolling through the phone, like, woo 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 woo. And I got bored. First time forever, I got bored of my phone. So, I'm going to start having like a cute conversation. And I was like, who's better to have a conversation with than yourself? And the question that really stuck out to me right now was like, what are the highest and lowest points of your life? Now, oh Lord, here we go again. I gotta mention my book, A Short Story About My Childhood. Go vote for that now. If you're not, if you didn't go vote for it, you can go on the website. That we gotta buy the website. You can go to the website Soup. Yep, the website is Soup. And search up A Short Story About SoupLLC.com. And then once you get there, you're going to go ahead and press search. Short Story Contest, that's where you're going to go. And you can also search, you can search my name, or you can search A Short Story About My Childhood. So I'm doing that now. Mm-hmm. And it'll be the first thing that pops. So go ahead, vote on that so we can go hurry and get that out. Anyways, back to the topic once again. Sorry guys if I got a little cough because I'm currently overcoming a little bug or whatever. But that's a really good question. What are the highest and lowest points of your life? The high I've had all of life is a high, honestly. But the lowest points, even in the low, I didn't think I could, I've always thought of like my childhood being the lowest points, but those were the high, and I've become healing. Healing was the lowest point in my life, but it wasn't though. That was the lowest point in my life. I felt like I'm always going to be healing, but there was this point, I'm always going to talk about it. Like, forever. Like, I don't know. I'm going to tell the story to my kids, to my lover, and to all of the future. The lowest point, I think it was in Thanksgiving. And it's in my short, it's in another short story that I wrote called The Final Breath. And there was, ooh, you guys are going to have to read that story because I really don't want to talk about that. But but I went into a depression. This one was, oh my goodness, it was worse. It was the worst one, you know, because I was at home. I was isolating. I had nothing to do. Just nothing. And I think the days are just getting too repetitive, 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 and repetitive, and repetitive. That I went. That's, I'm the super control freak. And the lowest points of my life came from me trying. I'm a perfectionist. And so I got to the point where I had to quit my job because I was dealing with something inside that I didn't even know it at the time. And so I had to quit my job because my mental space was getting to me and I had to do that to free myself. And so afterwards, I had a great vacation. Until then, I hit about the month part, you guys. And so I hit about the month part, and then I didn't run out all my finances, but I still had like a little bit finances, and then I got to this point. And I think everyone, it was the holiday season. And this, I think it was still sunny. Cause I was having my last bit of sun. And then someone said something. Get your sun. You're not going to get any sun anymore. It's going to make you seasonal depression. And so the media kept pushing seasonal depression. Holiday depression. And I'm such an empath that I took on that. And so Thanksgiving, I really, really broke down. And that's when I spiraled kind of downwards. Like a couple of days before that, during the cooking, my chest was really, 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 really heavy. And I think I was also in the process of doing something else because I finally felt those emotions. And so I was releasing a lot. And as I was releasing, I was releasing everything. I was releasing old parts of me. I was just releasing. And so I felt like those were the low points because I didn't know. I was trying to control everything. And so I kind of just let go of the control. And then now I'm kind of, I've had high moments. I've mentioned some of those in my book, but I think the highest moments have yet to come. So yeah. That was a deep one. I like that. I like that one. Period. I heard people don't even like our podcast, so this one's gonna be a cute, you know. Try to do my little 1-2-1-2. But I think I can answer another question because there was another question that I really really wanted to do. Number 7. This one is really, really deep, so I guess I can get to it. So I guess it's, who are you really? Who is the mask? Who is behind the mask that you show to the rest of the world? The person behind the mask is someone blunt. Mama, well, everyone knows I'm blunt. I mean, I think I'm just nothing to hide anymore. This is who I am, I guess. Pairing. I guess I can try to find another one. I thought that one was going to be, like, so deep. So deep. 1. What is a miracle that happens every day? A miracle that happens every day is you wake existing. That is a miracle of itself. 2. Let's get into another question. What would a perfect city be like? You want to know what the funny thing is, you guys? There's not, as cruel as this sounds, but I was told all is well into the world. Even though it may seem like a lot of bad, all is well. Because think about it. Think about your perfect city that you would like to create. Your utopia. It isn't perfect, is it? No. There's so many flaws in it. This is God's creation, and God's creation is perfect. Although there's tons and tons and tons of things that many perceive as bad, allegedly all is well in the world. However, I do disagree to a certain extent because there's hunger, poverty. I can tell God all of the things. Like, girl, it's all of these. Like, what's going on? Like, why? Oh my goodness. Like, what? And he's gonna let me know. And that, I don't know, y'all. It's a lot. It's a gay gag, girl. All these questions. There's so many good questions. Ooh, I like this one. Okay. This is going to be a good question. Number 3. Ooh, I love how they always say number 3. What would be the best possible scenario for how the world would develop in the next 25 years? What do we need to get there. The best possible scenario for the world to develop in the next 25 years is me. It's me. I've been brought here to change the world. I have. I've always had this vision. I've always wanted to. I'm alleged the world is perfect the way it is, but I disagree. I disagree. If the world is, I have to accept my reality. But other people's reality are, oh my goodness. And I want to change everything. First things first, abolish cars. Cars are done for. Second things next, abolish crime. Abolish the police. Abolish, I feel like I'm moving a little too fast. Yes, abolish the police. Now, I need to figure out, the only thing that's stuck in me fixing is how do I deal with the serial killers and those people. Because there are people who want to murder humans and murder each other. And I really, that scares me. Like, how can you be so sick? Ugh. So maybe we do need to rebrand the police. Rebranding works. I'm going to rebrand the police. That's what we're going to have to do. Rebrand them. It's not even going to be police anymore. It's going to be something that doesn't have such a negative connotation to it, you know? And we're going to try to figure out in the next 25 years. Ooh, that's going to be the thing. I'm going to bring together all of the psychologists. And I'm going to bring a group together of psychologists, scientists, engineers. We're going to bring together everyone on this project. And I'm going to bring on everyone to figure out, what should we, and other people's opinion. Because I don't know. There are things I can't see. But the things I do see that we need to fix is the poverty level, the hunger, the housing situation. Those are my top three, and fixing the roads and making Earth a utopia. And the first thing that we need to combat first is getting the support to the people. Once we get the support to the people, we're going to get their support, and we're abolishing cars. Cars, gas, all that is going to be abolished. Baby, we going back. Ooh, we're going back to if going back primal is what we need to save the earth, but in a more unique way. And that's what's going on now, I feel. And that's what's going on now. And the things that we need to do there is first get the support to the people and battle combat change and abolish capitalism. I think there's a way we can rebrand it. Maybe not, but it needs to be abolished. It is, well, everyone, not me backtracking, oh well. Some of them have worked really, really hard for their money. I completely understand because I'm not defending them or anything, but I can put myself in their shoes because I'm an empath. I am an engine for success. I was bred for success. I feel it. I know it. And so, and I think too, like, if I had a quadrillion dollar idea, which I do, honestly, I would love to indulge in every penny myself, but I'm realistic. I would love to, honestly. You know what? I'm going to indulge for a second. I worked hard. But I can see where everyone comes in. No one does. Well, you can't tell what someone what they don't deserve. Everyone deserves greatness because they exist. Period. So that's where I'm kind of stuck at. I need to figure out what should we do with that. And once we get that all together, we'll be Gucci. But yeah, guys, let's take a break. You guys. Oh my goodness. I was literally trying to work out this first thing and trying to figure out where to take it. And I literally thought I was talking and I thought I lost it all. But good thing, I found it back. So last thing I want to talk about is emotions. So how are emotions useful for humans and the human race? Emotions are necessary for growth. Emotions help you fully experience a feeling, and it helps you fully be, because you are not your mind, your body, or your thoughts. I've said it several times. And your emotions, your awareness of what you're feeling, and then what you're feeling, those, and that is so empowering that you can't even begin to understand. I some of you may understand, but I can understand how so useful it is. Because it's kind of useful for growth if you think about it, you know. I was feeling a lot of emotions, and I didn't really bother. And I bottled them up. And so I wasn't able to grow into the person I am right now. That was kind of cool. That's it. That's about it for me. That's why I think it's so useful. But if everything is so different, it's so different from everyone. And I gotta learn it. I'm really starting to learn how to think for me self. Henny. Think for yourself, guys. That's what I'm about to end this one. Think for yourselves and listen to my ads. But yeah, you guys, that's pretty much it for my first podcast. Finally. Henny.